Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So, Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business, including the work that Philippa Games has deposited with us. And she joined us as a member of our Brain Trust way back in 1999. Philippa is one of the pioneers of the online world. You know, in the previous segment, I gave you a little bit of a tour of when it all got started and how it got put on steroids with broadband and how it's being launched into another level of space with mobile. Well, Philippa was there from the beginning, and she's got a new book out called 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins. She's our good friend. Philippa, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. And that book, by the way, has a foreword by an amazing guy called Jim Blasingame.
And my pleasure to provide that to Philippa. Hey, Philippa, in the previous segment I was just sort of giving them a little tour, reminding them about how the progress of things have gone. The internet took us out of the previous age, and then it got on steroids with broadband and the ubiquity of broadband. Now we got mobile broadband, but now we got mobile, and all of that is changing the expectations of customers, and is adding a bunch of new assignments to companies, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, I heard you talking about mobile, and last time I was on, I think we talked about Google Analytics a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you mentioned this in the segment before I got on, but people who have Google Analytics actually have an awful lot of information about how people are getting onto their website. And there's a section in Analytics which tells you exactly what device people are using to get to your site, including whether it's a PC or whether it's an iPad or whether it's a mobile phone. And then you can break that down. Have you ever seen this page? It's amazing. They get to the point where you can actually see all the different types of smartphones that people
right.
have got to you with,
right.
including a little thumbnail photograph of it. So
now you don't know who they are. It's not telling you who they are necessarily. It's just telling you about what kind of device that they're. But yeah, it's very helpful, and it sort of helps you. Does it tell you if somebody tries to get on your site with a mobile and they don't make it because you don't have a mobile compatible site?
No, but what it shows you, I mean, they'll make it. It's just that your site may just not be really easy to see and
right.
get around on a mobile device. But what it does show you is how long each of them spend on the site, you know, how many pages they go to, whether they immediately leave. So you can see some trends, like you can see the difference between what we call the bounce rate, right, which is where people leave immediately. You can compare the bounce rate for, say, PCs to the bounce rate tablets to the bounce rate for mobiles, and they can be different, and typically the mobile bounce rate is higher.
Well, and so one of the things that I've been talking about recently, and I'm going to be doing more of this, in fact, I'm working on an article about this, Philippa, is helping small business owners decide whether to have a mobile app or just a mobile site. Now, see, in our case, we talked about this more than a year ago, and we decided that a mobile app wasn't with the kind of things that we serve customers with, a mobile app wasn't going to work, but a mobile site does, and so that's what we did. We went in that direction. What do you think?
I agree, and I think it's absolutely dependent on what your customers want and need, and how and when they're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the kind of business where a customer might, like you're a restaurant. Customer wants to call in and pre-order, say, that would be cool, so that by the time they get there, they can have something waiting for them,
right.
or a table ready, or whatever. They're going to be on the move, so chances are that they're going to be using their mobile phone, and an app would be great for that, right? To get lots of information and to engage with you further might not be something that an app would handle. And the thing about apps is, the technology changes so much that you've got to think about the cost of making it, the cost of adoption,
right.
how many people are actually going to use it, which devices you need to make it for.
Well, the other thing is if it's an app, they have to want it and download it.
Yeah, so it's
so they have to want to do business with you enough. So maybe the answer is not either or, but both and. Maybe you need an app for those serious users of your site and your products, but a mobile app. I'm sorry, a mobile site for those people who just want to get to you periodically without committing to an app. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. It really does depend on how people are going to use it and you know what the cost of development is and how much you can bear of that.
Right. Right. So, mm-hmm. Are mobile apps expensive to make?
You know, I'm not a developer, so I truthfully don't know that. I mean, I'm a strategy person.
Mm-hmm.
I've stayed away from any kind of technology development all my life because I don't, you know, that bit I don't get. I'm interested in what we're talking about, which is
mm-hmm.
how people are going to use
right.
them and what so, difference it's going to make to your business.
Do you agree with me that the future of the cloud is mobile? Especially for consumers?
You know, I saw something very interesting yesterday that I didn't know about Windows 8. I don't know if you've been reading this stuff about
yep.
the previews of Windows 8.
Yep.
And it's going to allow, I think it was 25 gig of cloud storage for every computer.
Mm.
And that as you file your documents, you know, you work on a Word document or something and then you save it,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have the automatic ability to just save it to your cloud space as well as
So you can access it wherever you are on whatever device you're on.
And you don't have to worry about backup.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking about some of the backup companies that are out there right now, like, you know, Carbonite and Mozy, and thinking, how's this going to affect
their business? It's going to disrupt a little bit that, isn't it?
So, but the cloud obviously is here to stay, and there's
mm-hmm.
so much going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I live in a rural area, and yesterday our internet was down for nearly 2 days.
Wow.
And I would have been dead. I had to go to coffee shop.
If you didn't have mobile. Hey, Philippa, give us your website, please.
It's websitesthatwin.com.
Websitesthatwin.com. Check it out. Quick break. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.